Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
I was thinking we had a clip coming, another clip coming. What's that noise?
We don't.
Okay, it sounds like I'm hearing something else. We're here at the Big Buck Classic and the 35th Big Buck Classic, and everything gets underway at 1 o'clock today. We've got our man JM. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Bird?
This is the 35th annual, as I mentioned, and it gets underway 1 o'clock today, 1 to 8, Saturday 9 to 8, Sunday 10 to 6. Tickets are available at the gate, $15 for adults. That includes parking, $5 for kids. Under 5 is free. Always a fun time. And, Justin, you'll be glad to know, not that you're even here, and RJ, no snakes this morning. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing here. That's a really good thing. I got the cage set up, but no snakes.
It's a positive.
That's a positive.
I had a great time at Oakline yesterday, and got our bobblehead. What'd you call it yesterday, Justin?
Were doing a Mystic Dan bobblehead RJ giveaway, and I thought, man, I think we need a Raj bobblehead, and then I thought maybe we just combine them and we make a centaur out of it.
So, hold on, this reveals something. I was right. Yes. He was talking about. So, not Justin, Roger. we were debating earlier whether it was a Josh Mystic Dan centaur or is a Roger Mystic Dan centaur.
So you got Josh. You got to find that one and the other one. I want RJ to hear this because you know this happens all the time. Play the clip of Roger and the repeating something that we had just said two seconds ago. It happens to all
please.
Of us.
And then if you can find any video where my best friends kicked me in the scrotum, too, let's play that. Oh, any videos that have somebody stabbing me in my back?
Hey, today is
show it.
Today is National Belly Laugh Day,
and
this gives us a belly laugh, Josh, if you will.
Hold on, I have to go to that page.
Let me tell you this though. Okay. To be honest with you. The centaur version of me would be outstanding because I have lost weight. I have bulked up, and I'm looking pretty good. It's not a six-pack, maybe like some ponies, but it's there, bro.
And somebody, you were laughing at our talk about the mud boots.
Yeah.
That's the official name. We were trying to figure out what to call
them.
Well,
you driving in, you said, I don't know what those things are that go in the water. They're not called ski boots. They're not called
galoshes.
They're not mud boots. They're waders. And then the conversation goes, well, are the waders the little booties or they go up to the legs? Like, what in the world?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You just said mud boots. They're muck boots. Muck.
Oh, they're mud. It's not mud.
It's not mud.
I'm sorry, I thought they were.
No.
I thought somebody.
Yes. I believed you.
Our listener said mud. That's why I was just reading what they had to say.
You just said mud. Oh, a listener said mud?
Yeah, the listener put
wrong.
It in. They said
I would go into that store and go, hey, muck. My buddy just told me to come in here and get some mud boots. And then that guy would go, what an idiot. Yeah. Let's jack up the price.
He must live in one of those downtown condos.
It did. Somebody said on a text line earlier, Bass said he got the Sportscaster of the Year award with the help of his producer, Josh and Roger and Justin. I said, it takes a team to do that. Then somebody said, there's nothing wrong with that. However, wasn't in a texture that this morning that initially made you guys aware of the NBA milestone last night? If so, then it should be conclusive that listeners are a part of your team and also contribute to you receiving the award as well.
Yeah, but the reason we're number one is because we screw everything up and we don't know that information. So,
that right there.
That's just kind of what you're listening to here, pal.
That's right. Josh,
we don't want accurate information sent our way.
Anybody can do that.
I have the clip. I'm going to do my job first, though.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Now, before we play this clip, thank you, Don Grisham and Natural State Wholesale. Before we play the clip, so what it is, listen to RJ when Roger repeats it. Justin and I, we don't say anything because we're trying to think, do we not just...
Did we just talk about
that? Yeah, so we're trying to figure it out, too. So there you go. That'll set up. Here you go, Josh. Go for it.
Also, I want to note from the D3 Auto Sales text line, somebody says, I understand why Josh is the way he is with callers, considering he has to take calls from ball skin guy and nutsack guy. not a turn of
Here's one from the D3 Auto Sales text line from the 337. I understand why Josh is the way he is with callers, considering he has to take calls from Ball Skin and Nutsack Guy. You remember those?
Did we just read that?
I read that text 2 minutes ago.
I didn't see it. I'm scanning. I apologize.
Everybody who calls me a... I hope you all are listening to what's happening.
I just thought I was losing.
Pay somebody a compliment day. Is that
it is. It's today's pay somebody a compliment.
So let me pay you all a compliment. I love you all, my friend, because you're all wonderful in your own individual ways. Basil, RJ, Josh, and Justin. I want success for you. May God bless you.
When you came in, RJ, you said, Justin, earlier we made the comment, there's recent studies, and been around a long time, that if you think positive, you're supposed to live 5 to 15% more.
Yeah. You're not helping me.
RJ, you said that there's somebody on our show that you don't think is positive.
No, not all. Here's the thing. I'm driving in this morning. Anytime somebody's negative, I always try to reinforce some positivity in their lives.
Yes.
And then Josh goes, yeah, I do the same thing. I'm like, you're one of the most negative dudes on this show. Totally correct.
All right. Okay, Baz pisses sunshine. So, I mean, that's who he is. That's who Baz is as a person. Compared to Baz, I am more negative, but I'm generally a pretty positive person. Like, I don't think somebody moves halfway across the country on their own and does that with like a negative, be like, oh, this is going to go terribly. I can't wait to move to Arkansas. Like, I don't think that's the mindset of somebody like me in my spot.
We're all hell working.
I know, exactly right. Yeah. So I think I'm pretty positive. I just think I'm a bit sarcastic.
Yeah, well, I mean, you are very sarcastic. There were
sell yourself so short.
During the high school football season, he would get in the truck and go, God, I can't believe we got to go to Searcy, Arkadelphia, Conway.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no. That's true. It's totally accurate. Yeah. It's totally accurate.
I'm just sitting here thinking, number one, I'm never positive about life in general. My wife tells me all the time, Saban, and I'm getting off the rails here for a minute, but I'm making a point. Since Saban has retired and been on TV and stuff, she's like, I have a crush on Nick Saban. She's like, I guess I like grouchy little assholes. she goes, I have a type, I guess.
Yeah.
Obviously, me being the other one. I say that to say that I don't think any of the three of the rest of us are positive at all. I would also go ahead and throw RJ in there, too.
Yeah, well, I think but we're all compared
we all have negativity.
Yeah. But on this show, you're all compared to Baz, right? I mean, you're all kind of like, we're all in comparison to Baz. And Baz is so positive where he's like, I think you're wrong about something. He goes, no, I'm not. All right. We've got, National Days today. You know, so
he farts rainbows.
Yeah, he does. Piss sunshine and farts rainbows. That's exactly
what he does. I got called Justin a minute ago, RJ. Basil is woke because he's watching Wicked. He loves Wicked. Like,
why have you watched it 30 times?
It's uplifting.
Like, so I
love the music.
The worst part he didn't tell everybody is he watches it in nothing but a robe.
So I've not watched the movie, but I went to Broadway and watched it in person, right? I thought it was really good, right?
Yes, you do.
But I wouldn't want to watch it again. Like,
well, one of the reasons I do, as I explained to the guys a minute ago,
he likes the movie.
It's sort of when I'm working, I know that movie's so long, and I know how I got about an hour more, before this movie's done, and I've used that as sort of
there's so many movies out there.
I know,
and you choose this one 18 times.
Well, Justin,
I like Armageddon like that.
I did Avengers for about 500 times.
So you're just over that one. So it's time to move on. Now.
And Justin. We talked about this. It's the music is great. I love the music. Grande is up for the Academy Award.
Movie. Grande? Oh, that's what it is now?
It could be worse.
So many times.
It could be worse. It could be like Schindler's List he watches like over and over again. So at least it's not that.
That is that's right. Who RJ, what you
it
got?
It is a great
Go
movie.
Go ahead, Jason. Yeah, yeah, I think it is too. It's up for movie, obviously up for an Oscar.
Movie of the world.
I don't know one other movie. Justin, if you saw the list of movies, I'm telling you.
But if you liked the movie, did you point out what Chris said about it? It wasn't a Disney movie?
Yeah, Chris, it's not even Disney. It's a Universal.
Mattel was thrown in there, too. The Barbie movie
might have
been.
It's not even a Disney.
I heard somebody say that you were woke for watching
the Disney.
I don't understand the politics in Wicked. Like, I watched it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some hidden things that I don't know about that I'm not paying attention to.
Well,
don't understand.
They're saying that if it's a Disney product, you support that.
We were talking about it earlier, about that, during that segment. We were talking about, if I don't agree with you on something, why do I have to agree with you to make this world happen?
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to. And to my point is, yesterday, I'm talking about listening to Will Cain. I like Will Cain.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. I mentioned where he is, but he used to be on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith. Bye, 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 bye. And we're talking about DEI. Well, this lady gets on here, and she goes, oh, my God, Roger, I just knew you were a MAGA guy. Boom, it beats me up about that. I come back a little while later.
I'll admit
wait a minute. Listen to me. And then I come back a few minutes later. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys deal. Oh. And I'm going, look, I don't care. We're talking about Rooney Rule.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care if it's a transgender person of color that quarterbacks or coaches the Cowboys. Who cares what somebody does in their private life?
As long as we win.
Win the Super Bowl. I don't care who you are or what you do. Yeah. And then a dude gets on and goes, I knew you were woke. You're like Whoopi Goldberg on The View. I get it from both sides, and I'm going, people.
Here's the thing. For anybody listening right now, I've known, I think the most non-woke person on this show is Roger Scott. Like, anybody that says that Roger is woke has no idea what they're talking about.
Well, this person just, both of them, to the point, both of them only heard what they wanted to hear.
Yeah,
you get it from both sides, which is just, just calm down.
So here's one, just to follow up on that. Somebody says it's not the politics, it's theology. For me in that movie, to me it's about a girl who was
green.
Born out of wedlock, green. She's born green, and she has to live with a father who hates her. Yeah. And I mean, it's a tough thing, and no, everybody rejects her. And it's about her overcoming. And listen,
I just don't think that deep into movies. I watch it for the entertainment.
But that's the thing, RJ. You're allowed to do
that
because.
But
you're allowed to interpret art whatever way you want to. Like Justin's songs. Justin's songs might make you feel a certain way. It might make me feel a certain way. And that's fine. You're allowed to have that. So it's totally fine the way you feel about it.
He made me cry when he sang Seven Spanish Angels.
Sure
there
did.
You go.
Sure did.
Go ahead, buddy. No, go for it.
No, I was going to say, I'm still stuck on theology. I don't even know the definition of that.
Thank you for your honesty.
And I want to say, I don't know who you were talking about. Were you talking to somebody on the radio about all that, Raj? Because I missed
it. Yeah, we were here on the show.
Early on the show,
yeah. It was the show yesterday.
But I don't want to get into the weeds on this because we don't get into politics too much on this show. Yeah. But I'll proudly admit I'm a MAGA guy. I voted for him, and I'm glad. The last 4 days have been amazing for me. So I'll
go ahead and throw that out there. You look good in your black MAGA hat, by the way.
Everybody has the right to exactly right.
That's
right.
Exactly. And I got friends on the other side of the aisle that I love and would take a bullet for.
That's right. That's right.
So don't judge me or Raj for that. That's all I got to say.
Agreed. Don't judge us. And I'm not judging you because of yours. It doesn't matter.
Someone says, here's another
and
one.
Then I'll stop. Said that I know Acree's probably going, good God, please, Justin, stop. I just had to make that point because I'm taking it up for my bup, too.
Right, right. Yeah, a couple of things. Somebody said, I must admit, I've watched The Waterboy as much as Basil has watched Wicked. He goes, wow, I've watched Natural Born Killers so many times. I know every word. What? That's a heavy one.
Yeah, that's a weird choice.
I know.
I don't watch many movies more than once.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was curious, are there two different types of people who watch movies over and over and people that don't? Because I think I fall into the former. I'll watch a movie 100 times if I like it. No matter where I pick it up on TV, I'll just turn it back on.
Once I see it one time, I'm good. Like,
what?
If it pops up on TNT or whatever, whenever I'm flipping through, I may watch a little bit of it, but I don't actively go out and say, okay, I want to go watch this one again.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I'm good.
Yeah. Really?
What about at Christmas? You won't watch like something? Christmas Vacation?
No, I've literally seen it probably once or twice.
Wow. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't want to do it. You wouldn't want to watch it.
Let me tell you something. I've seen it one time. I'm like, I'm going to move on. I've got other things I want to do.
You know what movie I love to watch over and over again because of the music and the story?
What?
Burlesque. By Christina Aguilera. There, I said it.
Is that right? Are you serious?
Wow.
I don't think I've loved the music.
Wow.
I don't think I've seen it.
What'd you say, Josh?
I said the good stuff.
Somebody said,
it is great stuff.
Somebody said, I wonder when we'll transition to stats. Am I tuned into a sports radio? But for 20 minutes, maybe we're not. Okay, that's okay.
Listen, we're American.
Four-hour show, folks.
Thank you, Josh. Four-hour show. Who do you got this weekend, RJ, in the playoffs, the championships? You're going KC or Buffalo and Washington and Philadelphia?
Well, you know, I think Kansas City. I like Kansas City. They've got the refs on their side, it seems like, if you listen to social media. No, I do like Kansas City. And then, God, and the other one, I don't want either one of them to win. But I think the Eagles are probably the team to beat.
What do you think about the news that Schottenheimer is going back for a second interview, that he might be the guy?
Jerry's sick.
Listen, both of you guys, on Josh and Justin too, but you know what, you talk about Dan Quinn. How did we miss on Pete Carroll. He left the Cowboys.
Kellen Moore.
No, that went to the Saints and won the Super Bowl.
Sean Payton.
Oh. Damn, I can't remember his name. How did we miss on Sean Payton? He was OC. But
I think it was Tommy.
You know so, well, we had Jason Garrett as our OC. You know,
exactly. So that's the one that we go, well, look what we did with Jason Garrett and Wade Phillips. But we missed out on Sean Payton. We missed out on some of these other. We missed out on.
So I was listening to 105.3 The Fan in Dallas yesterday, and you know they're the home of the Cowboys, and apparently Jerry is not on board with the Schottenheimer thing. It's Steven that wants Schottenheimer, and apparently Jerry has been wanting. He's in the Kellen Moore camp, but Steven has been pushing for Schottenheimer, and I don't know why. Like. He's probably a great guy and maybe interviews well, but I just don't think that needs to be your next Dallas Cowboy head coach. I think you've got too many options out there.
Didn't Moore do well as the OC there?
He did great.
Am I crazy? He's a good coach. He's a good coach.
So I think what's interesting – I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think what's interesting here, RJ and Raj especially, like your all's opinions on this. So we talked about all those Cowboy coaches and the list of them. And the one thing that stuck out is they're usually pretty average. Like, they don't suck. And that's kind of almost a huge problem because they don't draft especially high because they're always around that 7-8 wins, but that's not good enough. And so it feels like Deion is a big swing. And I guess the upside to him being terrible would be that, hey, at least you get a top 5 pick. At least you start drafting in a higher range in every single round. So, I mean, I think the swing for the fences is almost better than a more conservative choice like a Mike McCarthy, like a Jason Garrett. I would say, by extension, a Brian Schottenheimer. I feel like the big swing is probably the best direction to go because the downside is you draft high and you blow it up.
That's an interesting theory.
But if you get Deion, I guarantee you part of that is you have to draft his son.
I don't know. Jerry would ever agree to something like that?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying. I think that's part of the reason why.
I think that's
part of the reason why you haven't seen a deal done yet, because Deion was the hot name there for a minute, right? Everybody's Deion's coming back to Dallas, right? Yep. But I guarantee you, there's something going on with he's saying you've got to draft my son to be quarterback. Well, then you've got to trade Dak, right? Because you're not going to bring his son on, keep Dak with that contract. Who's going to trade for Dak with that contract?
I don't think it's going to go. We're all just, you know, guessing here. I don't think it goes that far because Jerry's not going to be told, or Steven's not going to be told that much. Okay, we'll take him. He's not starting. We can't unload Dak right now because of all this stuff. And do we think we would like
Deion with the Cowboys? Yes. It's not the splash hire and that sort of thing. I guess the thing is that where are we now with the Dallas Cowboys? We're not winning the games. We're not going to the playoffs. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's why you take the swing.
What were you going to say, Justin?
I was just going to make the point that, I've mentioned on the show before, I think Shador was a really good, really good college quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I've read articles on both sides of the fence where he's definitely a top 10 pick or 15 or whatever. And then I've read where, like, there's, and this is by scouts. It's not teams or anything like that. It's where I guess maybe they scout for teams, but where they go, I mean, late first round, maybe early second round. I mean, my point is he undeniably somebody that you're going to go, that's our next franchise quarterback? I personally don't think so.
I don't think there's anybody in this draft. I don't think there's anybody in this draft that people feel that way about. And also, the one issue with that.
I don't think they buy on that.
I don't know.
I think the problem with trading for him, though, is if you're Deion, you come in with that agenda. You can't, because, number one, you get to be the Cowboys head coach. There is some cachet to that. You can't just come in and make demands. I know it's Deion Sanders, but you can't.
So, you know what, Josh? And same thing about being the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Whether we like it or not, they're still considered
right. The
franchise that they are. I guess the thing is, who's evaluating the talent? I'm horrible at
it.
I have no idea, because here's the deal. We miss out on Dan Quinn. We miss out on Sean Payton. We didn't do those sort of things. We also missed out on Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. Why in the hell didn't they go after them instead of bringing Zeke back? Was it a money thing? What are you trying to do? Who missed out on those guys?
Yeah.
Or did we know they were going to be this good this year? I mean, they're coming off of they're coming off of other teams.
I think part of it was that they didn't pay Zeke all that much money, anyways.
Well, I don't want him.
What I'm saying is they didn't pay Zeke. I think that they tied up so much money in Dak's contract.
They had to. That's what I'm saying.
And then not only Dak, but then CeeDee Lamb's contract.
Sure.
Yeah.
They knew that they wanted to keep both those guys. And then looking forward, you have to pay Parsons.
Sure,
and
have
you've
to.
You've got four
if
other
you
guys
lose
on the
Parsons,
defense.
You're an
yeah,
idiot.
If you lose Parsons, your whole team's done essentially.
Yeah.
I love the way that kid.
He's
plays.
The single best defensive player in the league.
Right. Yep.
And so you lose him if you don't have the money for him. Well, Derrick Henry wanted to come to Dallas, but they just didn't have the money to pay him and look forward and pay Parsons. And so while I agree with you, I wish we could have cut some guys and figured out a way to get.
Well, you don't make
Derrick
Dak
Henry.
Prescott. I don't care any team.
Well, that was the
highest paid quarterback person in all of NFL history.
I read that. They have more 1-year contracts, I think, this year than any other team in the league. And also, one final point on Shador. I think that Deion wouldn't come in and ask for a trade. To trade up, because they had to trade up, and that would hurt him on the back end, because building a roster becomes more challenging if you trade away some good draft picks. So I think Deion can inherit it with Dak, and the big thing for them is they need a vision for the franchise that is singular. That's the issue. You're talking about Steven and Jerry on different pages. We're talking about interviewing a coach, or they're trying to work out a contract with the coach who's already the coach, and then they let him walk, and then they want his OC. So are you looking for a different vision from the coaching standpoint? Because I can't tell if they do or not. And also, what does the ownership want? There's not that singular vision. And what's the word they use in college football? It was the word about not symmetry. But it's kind of that alignment
synergy,
from top to yes,
synergy,
alignment. Yeah. The Cowboys don't have any of that right now. And that's the big problem for them.
Couple things here before we get to break, because we've got to visit with Tommy and his guest. A couple of messages on here. I see all these people going, I've watched
Tombstone. I love it.
I've watched Tombstone 1,000 times. Yeah. I've watched Dumb and Dumber 100 times.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, great T-shirt idea, Pits of Sunshine and Farce Rainbows. That's good. Someone says here, I'm not a MAGA guy, but I still feel accepted here. And I think Morning Mayhem is a judge-free show. That's exactly right.
Yes.
So,
Point Break 90 times. There's another one that's watched The Patriot.
And I just want to say this real quick. It says, new slogan, Morning Mayhem, music, movies, trivia, and more. Let me just tell you what. I just sat back and watched you boys just chop up that Dallas Cowboy topic like a pro. So let me tell you what, we can go wicked, and then we can chop up a topic like that.
We can go from small town USA to wicked to the Dallas Cowboys, all in a matter of about 15 minutes.
Thanks, right. Don Grisham, and all the folks over at Natural State Wholesale, RJ. I know
I'm leaving from here to go out there to see them. And if you're looking to remodel your home or just if you're doing some investment properties, things of that nature, go by and see Don and the guys, or even building a house. Go see Don and the guys, Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. You can go online, naturalstatewholesale.com.
I need new floor.
Yeah, well, and
they got tile.
I got tile, laminate, fixtures. You need faucets, ceiling fans.
I need a plumber.
They've got all that. So it's Natural State Wholesale in Cabot.
And JM, I know you got to run, buddy. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, JM, by the way, great concert, dude. I hadn't talked to you. That was my 10th JM concert.
Nice.
And by the way,
thank you, buddy.
JM.
Why do you go back and see a concert so many times?
Well, I do that. that's great. But so now JM and Kenny Chesney are tied for my all-time. I've seen more Kenny shows.
Justin, Justin's next concert nearby.
Yeah, so it was good time, JM.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
He's
it.
Good old boy. All right, boys. Have a good weekend.
All right,
fellas.
All right,
we'll come back.
We got to go. Have a good weekend, everybody.
we're
not leaving.
All right, we'll come back and visit Tommy Merkus in just a minute. Don't go away. 8:30.